parts are continuing to be affected by flooding after that heavy rainfall swept across the state. Wee Waa in the north and Gemmalong in the central west have been particularly impacted, and meanwhile the Gunnedah Shire has been faced with one of the worst floods in recent years. Jamie Chaffee is the mayor of the Gunnedah Shire Council. He's also a farmer. And Jamie, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good, thanks.
So how are things where you are at the moment?
Well, Tom, the flood water is just starting to recede. It was a peak last night around midnight of a major flood for us, which was 8.6 metres in the township of Gunnedah. It's just started to recede now. It's just over 8.4. So that's good news for us.
Okay. Tell us about your farm in particular. Whereabouts are you, and has the flooding affected your property in particular?
Well, Tom, I'm on the eastern side of the Shire. I'm actually out of flood at the moment. This is our second flood in a week for this whole Gunnedah Shire area. The first flood, which came up in Monday last week, pretty much it was a Nemoi flood. So there are two rivers that really affect the township of Gunnedah, the Nemoi and the Mukai. And it was just the Nemoi came up, and it saw a peak in Gunnedah of 8.25 metres, which was still a major flood. Anything over 8 metres is a major flood for Gunnedah. It saw a lot of residential houses needed to be evacuated, and a fair portion of our shire on primary producers' land was isolated for up to 3 to 4 days. But the devastating flood is the one that we're actually dealing with at the moment, which was a Nemoi and a Mukai together. And that's what's seen the increased water levels go through Gunnedah. We've now got more than 100 homes within the township of people that have needed to leave their homes in low-lying areas. But the real tragedy, Tom, is our primary producers right throughout the Shire now. I've got some images that I saw yesterday. There are hundreds of people isolated on farm. All you can see from the air is their house, and there's water all the way around. So these people are safe. The SES are doing an amazing job, along with all the other volunteer groups within our community, to keep these people safe and make sure they've got food and medication. But unfortunately, this flood water, it's going to be with us for some time, and it's come at the worst time for harvest, with grain harvest of canola, oats and wheat ready to go. Some were fortunate to get harvest off or started, like myself, but there are many that didn't even get an opportunity to start their harvest in a year after 3 years of dramatic drought in the worst in living memory in this part of New South Wales, to see a crop that's abundant. You know, it was going to be high volume of grain that was available, but also worth a fortune as well this year. So it's a real devastation for our primary producers.
Yeah, we've been covering it a lot over the past week, and as you said, worst possible time, and after years of drought. I mean, you know, how are people doing? What's the mood like at the moment?
Oh, it's tough, Tom. I've got to say, it's really tough. Primary producers, farmers, you know, I know them well. I live with one. My wife is a generational farmer. And it's really the backbone of our community is our agricultural community. It's the strongest contributor to our economy, and the value add throughout the Shire is growing and growing. So the impacts will be with us for some time. Look, a lot of farmers know that they're in it. Doesn't matter how good a farmer they are still at the mercy of Mother Nature. So this isn't the first time it's flooded in the Shire. It certainly won't be the last time. And natural disasters come and go. But it's particularly tough because of the compounding effect of, as I said, 3 years of drought. We had a good season last year and there was some income made. But really this year was quite critical to a lot of people that, unfortunately, to get through those drought years, have had to carry a fair bit of debt.
Yeah, look, no doubt. Obviously early days, Jamie, and as you just said a minute ago, this situation's far from over. But do you have any idea at the moment of what the financial impact might be?
Well, Thomas, we've just been declared a natural disaster area for our complete Shire. The devastation, really, we won't know what that impact will be or what the value will be until the water completely recedes. But as I said, I've seen some images around the Shire. I know just for council alone, we've got parks and our sporting fields that are totally immersed, submerged in, you know, with water. So it's going to be a long time before we know that. We've got gravel roads throughout the Shire that are, some of them have been washed away. We've got access to bridges that are completely washed away. It's going to take millions of dollars to repair and an extremely long period of time for roads to be closed. That's just the council side of it. But for our entire community, those residents that now need to, you know, once the water completely goes down, go back and assess the damage to their properties, within the townships and the villages of the Shire, because there are seven of those, and the primary producers. You know, we've got some amazing country within the Shire, great irrigation country that has a lot of infrastructure that costs, you know, extremely large amounts of money to do that. That's, you know, it's affected too. We've got dams, water storages on irrigation farms that have burst, and, you know, I'd hate to think of what the cost is going to be.
As you mentioned just a minute ago there, the area's been declared a natural disaster. Obviously, I mean, the photos that we're seeing are pretty extraordinary. You said the SES are doing a great job taking care of people at the moment, but are you happy with the level of support from the government at the moment?
Yet to see. As I said, we've been declared a natural disaster area. There are different categories at the moment. I think that declaration has just come in as a starting point, as a declaration A. Really, I think until you get to declaration D, where you start to see significant amounts of support for all involved, whether businesses, small businesses, primary producers, councils, and really government won't be able to make that assessment until the water recedes. I've got to say, for all organisations, the planning, we knew this water was coming, it was slow to rise. So there was a great abundance of opportunity to make sure we were planned well. And the SES, our local police, local land services, council, you know, we all work particularly well together and make sure that we've thought of all different scenarios, and, you know, and that's worked quite well. The water came up higher than we expected, but there was no injuries. No people were hurt, so that worked particularly well.
That's Jamie Chaffee there, the Mayor of the Gunnedah Shire Council in New South Wales.